4 minutes.
Beam me up, Scott.
It should be good now, James.
Yeah, Kenny, could you recalculate Bee Creek Apartments and bring it back down here to me? I see a discrepancy on the PRC.
Let's come out of recess. Next parcel, BOE number 2013-86, Bee Creek Partners, LLC.
Are you ready for me?
Yes, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How's everyone?
Good.
Finally got some decent weather.
Oh.
I know it isn't good for the people swimming pools, but man, it sure is nice to have some cool nights. I come down from Kansas City, and it just flat cold this morning. It's in the 50s. Bee Creek Apartments. Is everyone reasonably familiar with the property? Just at what it is? Have you seen it? Are you pretty much in familiarity with what we're talking about? I'm just asking, so I don't know how much to go into. Open for business in July of 2010, so it's 3 years down the road. I know that Pat Beatty and the assessor have had conversations, and I don't know if those have been fruitful. We have taken a look at it. The Overland Property Group and Pat Bailey have asked Savage and Browning if they would come down and make a presentation on it, so that's why I'm here, is I just wanted to talk all about the property itself. You've had the benefit of the operating statements for a while, I think, and you've had the rent rolls, and you've had a lot of information about the property as far as raw data. There is about two other complexes that would compete competitively and similarly with this property. Turtle Creek and the Preserve. That is about 600 apartment units right now, and apparently I'm told by the manager at Bee Creek that the Preserve may be putting on some more units. So these particular units, you have to qualify, and there's a lot of need, but there's not a lot of qualifying tenants. And it's been quite a struggle to get this property stabilized. It's basically just now stabilized after 3 years. Typically, an apartment complex would stabilize in about 1 year. That means it would become pretty much fully occupied and fully operational. This has struggled. And I'm sure you guys are all aware, and you've probably seen it in the paper, they have been generous with their discounting and with their free rents. As a matter of fact, they're still, just to keep it flowing good and the momentum going, they still offer free rent. They offer very generous referrals. And that's a testament to how small the actual tenant pool is for these upper level apartments. They rent it when it was originally built. There were better times, as we all know, and it was originally set up to rent for $7.95 and $8.95. They have never ever been able to achieve that level. As a matter of fact, they permanently lowered the rents to $7.45 for the two bedrooms and $8.45 for the three bedrooms. They pay for more services in that rent than anybody. I got this just today from the manager, and I'd be more than happy to share it. I have one copy, but I could give it away. We could get a copy, whatever. There's a comparison chart here because this operator is a very professional. They keep track of everybody that's in competition with them. And here's what she printed me off. Theirs are the cheapest for the renter of all of them out there. And it has to do not with just the rent level, but with the services that are provided in the rent. Just for the record, the Bee Creek for a two-bedroom. The net, after all the services are paid for, is $443, and after the services in a three-bedroom, it's $535. So by comparison, she's got the Preserve Turtle Creek and Terrace Greens on here for comparison to the, her property. That's the, those are the ones that her tenants would be going to shop. Against the $443, which is the two-bedroom, the Preserves, the net for that is $524, Turtle Creek is $590, and Terrace Greens is $515. There's some similar numbers with the three beds. Hers says $535 after the services they provide. Relative is Preserves is $619, Turtle Creek is $690, and Terrace Greens is $635. That's not by accident. They want to get the best client they can and keep them in there, the best tenants and keep them in there. And now, as you all know, probably seen it advertised, existing tenants, if they re-up, they are in a drawing for a year's free rent. That's I've never seen that done before. That's really novel. That's a novel idea. And the reason they did that, they said, why not give, everybody likes to be have a chance to win something. So they have this drawing in August. And everybody that re-ups for their next year's rent are eligible for this drawing. And they said, well, why wouldn't we do that rather than give maybe 20 people 1 month's rent? Let's just give somebody a free year's rent and make it a drawing, and you get to get in the drawing if you sign your lease between April and July, or you renew your lease between April and July. And that has really got a lot of publicity, and it's got a lot of emphasis and momentum right now. So they're continuing that program. So when I look at this property in the light of day, in economic reality, it is on the record, it's on the books at a little over $13 million. When you actually consider its performance, and that's the way we feel that income properties would be bought and sold, so we're looking for a fair value, fair market value, and when we look at the impact of the free rent, the difficulty in keeping it fully rented, and with the competition that's there and coming, I feel that a realistic value on this property would be about $51,000 a unit, and that would be a total of $11,440,000. It is currently valued at $62,000 a unit, which is $13,934,000. So in reality, and I'm using a 7.25 cap rate, which is fair for this property, for what it is, where it is, and the location. So at this time, and I would be happy to take any questions that you might have as to why I think it deserves about a 15 or 20% reduction. 15%.
What was the number that you said that you valued it at?
$11,440,000. On the workup that was sent to you folks, it was under it was about $10 million. I re-looked at that after I talked to them. The vacancy's not as strong as I thought it was. So I've backed off of the vacancy a little bit and used it at about 10%. And that's why I'm up a little bit higher. We sent some workups in. I think Ray Browning did some workups quite some time ago, and he came up with $10 million and some. I'm really advocating that should be closer to about $11
million. And the price per unit was how much?
$51,000. In round terms, it come out to be $51,071. I don't know if you guys know these operators. They have a number of these, and they do a magnificent job of providing the best product. I don't know if you go out there. If you go out there and go in that clubhouse, it looks like they just opened it yesterday. I mean, they really put a lot of money in them and back in them to keep them fresh and new. So I'm real pleased with this operator. be nice if everybody had these benefit of these kind of apartments. And they've got a lot of blue-collar workers, which they've got the medical people, they've got EMTs, they've got state troopers, they've got a nice, just a broad class of people at this range. They're very at this salary or this rent range, and they're very particular about who they put in there. I mean, you got to qualify, no exceptions. I mean, you have to have three times the rent, a decent credit rating. You got to, if you're out of a job, you probably are not going to be qualified. If you've got credit past credit history or tenant rent history, you don't qualify. I mean, they're pretty fussy, and now it's starting to pay dividends for them. It's a very nice community.
Without going into the specifics of whether some of these services that you're talking about mm-hmm. is eligible to be considered in property taxation, I would make a recommendation to this board to lower the value of this complex to $12,841,327. I'd be putting depreciation levels at 90% plus the land. We hadn't depreciated it since 2010, and it was brand new that year. But I do know apartment complexes, without listening to further of how they keep their property extremely nice, taking into consideration general depreciation. That's what I would recommend to this board. The services, no disrespect to anyone, just sounds extremely high for the...
Take a look at their analysis there. I mean, they include a lot in the rent that other people don't.
I know, and they also include assuring their rent is paid by going through this 3 months in advance, credit ratings and all this type of stuff. They are a top-notch apartment mm-hmm. complex, mm-hmm. but that is not the norm. That is not the norm for apartment housing. And I feel that maybe, 1% on the cap rate makes a world of difference.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to cap it at 8.5, I think you'd see my numbers awfully close instead of the 7.
I'm using 7.25. You're using the higher cap.
That's right.
Mine would be...
Divided out.
What are you using? 8.25?
8.25. And consider what I'm trying to explain to you. This is nothing in the norm of apartment complex in Taney County. I don't know whether our appraisers ever done an appraisal of apartment complex up here, but $885 for a month's rent in Taney County is the very extreme high end. There's no other complex I know
that,
of.
That pure rent is the highest, almost the highest. But look what they include in the rent.
That services, the other quotes, are you positive that's deducting the services from them? I'm almost positive that in Turtle Creek, the 619 is the high. Your services would come away from that, which would put them down to where your services are starting from 885.
This is what she has used to tell her tenants what the net cost of that rental unit is.
That's right.
They are providing utilities, cable. She listed them. I didn't question her.
I understand.
She manages the unit. She knows, and she knows all of her competition.
I understand that.
Because I couldn't find anything out about the reserve. So she's got all of that.
I think they'll eventually fill it up in the next year and a half, too.
I think you're probably right.
It's just an extremely nice complex that you pay for. But that would be my recommendation without taking this further and doing a further analyzation.
Can you give me that number again, please,
Jim? I would recommend $12,841,327.
Thank you.
That's at 8.5, right?
No, that was figuring the depreciation at the 90% and adding the land to it.
Okay.
And not calling the financial as a fully stabilized financial at the end of 3 years with those extreme rents.
Motion to accept the assessor's recommendation, $12,841,327.
I second that.
Motion's made and seconded to assess, to accept the assessor's recommendation of an appraised value of $12,841,327. Discussion. So James, that figures about reduction of about 9%, close to it.
Yes.
Guys, further comments, sir?
No, I made my position, and you know, if that's a recommendation, I could probably live with it.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I obviously would like to have a little more, but it's not worth going on and fighting about. I mean, you know, this operator is going to be happy that you've given him a small break. I mean, I hope they come back to town and do another for you. I really do. Because they're awful nice guys. All right. Do we have another one now?
Yes, you got
the old church.
Yep,
we got the church, yeah.
Is that number 87?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what we see up here. Which church is that?
Now, that's the one that's been appealed to the state tax commission.
Has that? That's been dismissed, hasn't it?
I don't have any paperwork.
It's been dismissed.
Yeah, I just...
Okay, we weren't made aware of that.
That's the reason I wouldn't do anything on it, because it's been decided and all this stuff, and it comes back, and I'm going, wow, it's just decided in 12.
Okay. We did it a couple of years ago, and I wasn't going to fight about it. I have an opinion it was a complete wreck, and I suppose it still is. And I know that you're very fond of looking at whatever they're trying to sell it for. And anybody send you the current listing?
I had a listing here of $350,000 or something.
Well, it is now $250,000. Would you be inclined to recognize? And they can't even get a looker. And last time we talked, I hadn't been out there to see it. And I went out there with the realtor and a couple of other guys. And I've never seen such destruction in my life. Inside and out. As a matter of fact...
We went out last year, this board ordered my guys out.
Did you go inside? Was that last year? Did you go inside it?
No, I didn't go in. My appraisers went out and took photos of everything.
Did they go in? I don't think they went inside, though, did they?
Yeah, in the kitchen and all that.
It was completely gutted. I mean, you'd have to start over with that thing.
If it was heard last year, we can't hear it this year.
It's this reassessment year.
So anyhow.
We can hear it after it was
It's
denied.
A reassessment year.
Right.
So yes, we can. Next year, if you were to bring it back, you couldn't.
Let's see.
What's that, October 1st, 2000?
Okay. No, let's back up to this now. Are we saying that this one had been pulled? We're not hearing it?
No, we are hearing it.
Okay.
We're saying that we thought it had gone before the state tax
commission.
We
have it on at 472-281, and it didn't make it to the state tax commission. Is that what you're saying?
We did not get notice of it.
And they dismissed it.
I believe this gentleman dismissed it, right?
Yeah, our office dismissed it. Okay. It should never have been taken on. I didn't recommend that it go anywhere. For sure.
I think there was a decision, and I'm just going to quote this one time, and I can't quote the statute, but I think I got beat in a case because I had changed something the following year from a state tax commission decision.
Yeah, if you increase after the estate, if the state tax commission decreases it and you set it back at exactly the same value, you've been sued on that.
That's exactly what this is.
But I thought he said it had been dismissed. Do you have proof? Because we don't have anything on it.
If it's been dismissed by the State Tax Commission, it's been heard by them waiting on evidence that never came, and they dismissed the case. They set the value when they dismissed the case. They set the value as they dismissed the case.
Do you have a copy of that?
Nope.
Krista, you'll get a copy from the collector's office. If we don't have it, she may have it. Otherwise, call the State Tax Commission. Have Wesley call the State Tax Commission.
Well, can we move forward and hold off on that, Donna, and then follow
sure.
up?
Just
put a hold
fine.
On this particular property.
Let's move on to the next one. That's
yeah.
what you're saying, isn't it, Ron?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
The next
There's
one
three
one?
Caps exactly. They're all the same case.
Oh, these are okay.
Yeah, these are all
three
the same.
Individual parcels
right.
that all represent the church.
It represents the cap.
I remember.
Now, we did have an individual in probably a month ago looking to get all the printouts for purchase. I guess they didn't purchase, but they were in looking at it to make a house out of it. And I don't care what you guys do. I'm just telling you what's happened to me in the past. I don't forget them very often.
I don't. Wouldn't imagine.
As I recall, when we did it before, you took it down $75,000.
Yeah, there was a door had been busted in, air conditioner had been stolen, one window had been broken out, and they went to the kitchen, and somebody had removed the cabinets.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, I mean, the cabinets could have went. We don't know how the cabinets got out of there and stolen with nobody. It just looked like they come in and remove the cabinets, actually cleaned up their sawdust and their boards and all that stuff. But
I'm a little confused on what you said. I know this is a reassessment year, but if it goes before the State Tax Commission and they make a decision on it the previous year because of all this, man, I remember when this was brought before us, before with all the damage that was done, the vandalism and all that kind of stuff. Was you here, Jeff, or was that the previous year?
It was last year.
It was last year.
Because
I didn't know that you could hear. I didn't know you could come back and after they had heard a case.
Yeah, I mean, this has been an argument that James has made. They can't order him to accept the State Tax Commission's value in a reassessment year. Whenever they appeal, they can do the 2 years. Of course, if they didn't appeal in the first in the reassessment year, then in the second year, if they come and they didn't come in the reassessment year, then they can go on to the State Tax Commission if you guys don't do anything. But in the next reassessment year, which would be this one, if he can be heard. The only problem we have is if there was something that's still ongoing. Because James could get into a situation. Am I telling this right, James?
I think the only way I could increase it if I seen new construction of
right.
improvements.
Right, that's what I
in which there's no new construction or improvements.
So if we even had something, then at the very least we'd have to reduce it. Is that what you're thinking?
I guess the thing would be, is there more destruction from the day that my guys were there? Then I could do something. If that parcel is like it was the day they was there 1 year ago, I mean, if there are more windows knocked out, and more destruction to the property, then I would come in front of this board myself and say, hey, but I don't think there has been, because they took a series of photos. They turned in to you as the Board of Equalization clerk and let these guys look at the destruction that they had.
What were they using this for?
I don't care myself how we do it.
You have it on the cost approach, right?
Yes, with depreciation.
Okay, and you don't think it's depreciated anymore?
I'm right there.
I mean, when it sits vacant, doesn't it kind of go down kind of quick? Or am I missing something?
I think we did that. I'm not sure.
Did you take it down?
Yeah. From what it was.
Well, I got a $75,000 reduction, and I was looking for $125,000, and I'm not aware that anything else happened.
Well, I'd make a recommendation to this board, if it's still sitting vacant, to take it down to $50,000 and be done with the case.
I think that's a marvelous. I think you're just thinking straight.
If it's set for a year vacant from the time they was out there, it can't get better.
This is commercial property on the vacant church. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have it assessed at $151,130, appraised $472,281. And you're wanting to take it down to 50,000 assessed?
The 50,000 that we depreciate. We took 75,000 off, we take the 125,000 off.
He's talking the value now.
Yeah.
He's talking about taking 50 from the 472.
72, right.
Bring it down to 422,281.
That's the recommendation I'd make to the board.
It was an order granting a motion to dismiss. There was no changes made to the value.
What's the date on it?
March 19th, 2013.
Yeah, that's what I thought. This case is fresh, guys, real fresh in the state's eyes.
But if it was dismissed, did you ask for it to be dismissed?
They asked.
We did.
Yeah.
Because
so that was not heard.
Because the guy we wanted to come testify. Uh-huh. Is in Europe.
Oh, well.
I didn't know why, but I just did.
He could have paid for his plane ticket? Come on.
I'm just telling you, we had an expert witness lined up to talk about the property and what it was and why it was that way and what they were going to do with it.
And now, the one thing that we did discover was a stained glass window had been broken. It's hard to replace them at. And so I would recommend you go ahead and drop the extra 50,000 off of that and get the case done.
And let's hope it sells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would the church want?
The assessor is recommending that we lower the appraised value from 472,281 to 422,281.
Yes.
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to lower the valuation of 2013.87 to 422.81. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Perfect.
That would mean that the next two remain the same.
Yeah, well,
yeah, just yeah. Those extra land
they
parcels.
Just wood. The land, they wouldn't have to do with
so
them.
We, my point is that on 2013-88, 2013-89, we would need a motion for no change for the record.
So moved.
Is that right? Second.
Motion's been made and seconded 2013-88, 2013-89 have no change. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Is there another parcel?
I'm showing a Frank and Peggy Wallace next.
Oh, he's...
Back. You're done. You've got all mine, right?
Yes, yeah. Sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you guys, very much. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, sir.
Hope things are robust again this year.
All right. Yeah, we need it to be. Yeah, we need it to be.
Everybody needs it. Nice talking to you.
Property number 2013-106. And is that Mr. Frank or Mr.
Yeah.
Wallace?
Wallace Frank. Frank's last name.
Mr. Frank, if you'll join us.
Okay. I came over around last week or so and left a letter for the board. I don't know if you've got a copy of it or not. If so, I didn't want to take up any more of your time than I had to.
Is it here, sir?
Yes, it is. I think you can kind of read that and want to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, the property is where?
518 Skyline Road. It's on the other side of the ridge from the church you
yeah.
just looked at.
Yeah.
So I didn't know I was living in a ghetto, but sounded like I did. Okay. This property is surrounded by state land. All the way around. In fact, part of the blacktop is really on the state land. The road coming in is on state land.
Have you just purchased that?
No, we built it in 2002 to 2004 Terry Jones and I built this.
Terry Jones was in.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Terry passed away, and now my wife's passed away. So, and the other half of the house, duplex is vacant. It's titled duplex. So.
Did you bring this to us a couple, 3 years ago?
No, I didn't. I've been in and talked to the assessor's office about it just verbally, but nothing. No.
I had seen you, and I guess.
Yeah, that's what it was. When we built the home, I asked about the lower level being finished, if it'd be assessed, and I was misunderstood, and I thought it wouldn't be assessed if it was, because it was below ground level, like a basement was finished, and it has been assessed, I think. So.
But now, are you on both parcels or one parcel?
One parcel. I've only got, that house is a duplex, but it's titled in two different names. Terry Jones' trust has got one half, and Wallace and Peggy Frank have the other half of that duplex.
Can you go back to the map?
The road going into it is state,
on the adjoining property,
state property, up to where that line comes across. But the state doesn't have any graders or anything, so we have to maintain that dirt road ourselves.
Is the other side of this listed or anything?
This side is vacant. This side is now is vacant here, so it's divided right in half. One level on the front and
so
two.
400 something on each half. Is that right?
Yeah, it's huge.
Can you click back down on the bottom, the property we're looking at? Go to the house dimensions for
Yeah, that's the one. That's it. It's a 9.97 acre.
Brandon.
Yeah, I can see it there.
What is the dimension? How much per square foot is that?
6153. On the square footage, on the main level, I got 2,209 square foot. That excludes the garages and that type of thing. And the basement level, I've got 1,290. And the rest is storage area in the house. So I've got 3,500, 3,600 living space in there. And the rest is storage and unfinished.
I'd make a recommendation to this board to lower the depreciation. I see it's built in 2004, possibly started in 2002. We've got it on at 97% good. I'd make a recommendation to lower that to 90, which would lower the value of the structure to $372,598 plus $25,000 for the land, which brings it in at $397,598.
Okay, well.
That's satisfactory.
That's my recommendation to the board.
Is that satisfactory to you, sir, as your secondary?
I don't think we're going to get to that value until probably about 2 years from now. No. I know that real estate here has gone up like 13% last month, supposedly, one analyst is saying. Hmm. But they're looking, other people saying 3.5% deduction next year. I'll take anything I can get. But I think it's overpriced market-wise. Now, I couldn't replace it for that. I'm very truthful with you. It just could not be replaced for that. And I researched these Zillow people because I was concerned about who in the hell are they? And they've got some very good credentials. I put a packet in there, in that packet there. This is their background, Harvard, Stanford people, CNBC commentators and some very good quantitative analysis people that put these numbers together. And I was shocked when I saw their numbers on the internet in March when I first saw it. And they dropped them again in the end of May. They dropped it about, I think, whatever that lower number was, $30,000 to $40,000 for 3 months in there. So.
I'm going to make a motion to accept the assessor's recommendation. We're trying to work with you on this, and I think it is presumably satisfactory to you. I know you want a little more, but I think that we're trying to work with you.
I thank you.
I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded to accept the assessor's recommendation establishing the value of 2013-106 at $397,598. That would be appraised value.
At $75,544 assessed.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Motion carries.
Did you want to call that down there?
I thought you weren't going to remind me.
I wasn't, but it changed my mind.
We were cut off during a telephone call earlier, but remind me who that was, by the way.
Maurice Prince.
I think that's right.
Well, what about that other one on there? Jane's going to do some more research on the number one, first one.
Patricia Murray.
I mean, we didn't make any decision on it, and we usually make decisions at the end of the day.
Are you talking about that's five season village subdivision?
Yeah.
Well, the notes say that the board asked James to look at the property.
So you're going to go back out and look at that for it and make a decision on it. Put it in the background.
Yeah.
This is the one we called on? Okay.
I can't believe it.
Where were we on this? Help remind me. So this is the one that's at... Hummingbird Hills?
Well, that's, let's see.
I would just as soon leave that to where we can take a look at that. Now, James, I know you. A big part of the overall valuation is the lot value that's within that subdivision.
Mm-hmm. Let's get the first one out of the way. I'm going to make a motion that we lower it to $19,000 before James even goes and looks at it. That trailer sitting on the lot at the MM Highway on the... that was so beat up and everything.
That's number one, yeah. Murphy. Murray, I'm sorry. Patricia and Jesse Murphy.
Before he even goes to look.
No one.
He's had the pictures heard from him.
I second that.
That'd be 27 phone calls.
Is that the total of property and structure? Or?
No.
Is there a second?
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower the value of 2013-01 to $19,000 appraised value. Discussion.
What was he on, $16,000?
Mm-hmm. But it was from drop from 30. So
yeah.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Can you put Hummingbird Hills back up there? Pardon? That's it. Can you go to the map? Now, I know, James, when she clicked on those surrounding lots, and even on the lots across the street that have houses, which are either the same or higher, the lot values... What was the lot value? It's really high, wasn't it? $50,000?
$46,000. $56,000. I thought it was 53 something. That's 56.4. If we lower it and he doesn't accept it, will they take it to the state tax commission? Will they raise it back to the 56.4 if they see fit?
Well, I'm saying is if we lower it, and he decides that he wants it lower because he, I think there's not no satisfying this guy, but he thinks it's worth $6,000 or $7,000, and we know.
What's the corner lot there, the pie-shaped one, please?
About $7,000, $8,000.
The pie-shaped one. That's the board set that value last year, right there.
Click. $6,630.
Yep. That was strictly because of the way it was set, but I have no objections on that side of the road. It ain't going to make no difference. He's not going to be satisfied with it.
Well, it makes a big difference, James. All those lots are at the same price.
Well, they lay on the opposite side of the road.
No.
The ones that...
Well, right next to it. It's the same
I know, day. But you gotta go out. You got to go look.
Oh, okay. All right.
You see some of them breaking off faster than others, and the ones on the opposite side of the road has the better building locations. So the way those lay in there, him right beside the pie-shaped one, it's a possibility that he breaks off quicker at the end. They're one location buildable lots. They're not. You can't just go out there and say, well, I got a 5-acre lot and I'm going to put my house right here. You got to go look at the way they lay. They lay better up against the road.
Here's
what I was thinking, Ron.
It was $34,900?
That's what he had purchased that at.
Oh, okay. But that's not where it is today. It is where it is today. Okay. I'm sorry, Dan, what's that?
On the... Jeff, on something like that, if we went to 46,000 on it, which is $10,000 break, is that something that you would consider on appraisal, like James said, on his land location and it being not as good? And then if he takes it to the state tax commission and they come back and right. say, no, it's worth more than that.
That is a power line up there, Mr. House.
I actually know where this is at, and I'd be more than happy to set it with a pie shape. I actually wouldn't mind setting it where you have the that corner lot at 34,900.
So, I mean, do you want to put it there, or?
That's where I would.
One more time, can you? Okay, all right. Yeah, a little safari.
Well, you make the motion, I'll say it. You know what you want to say on it. I've been letting you.
All right.
He's not going to be satisfied no matter what we said today. We set the corner lot of
36 something.
I thought it was 34,900, wasn't it? Or
34,900. You're right. Wonder why he didn't mention that sale in his testimony a while ago. This was just last year.
I'll make the motion to set this one at the same price, 34,900.
Same price, you're going to do the same
value.
Same value. I'm sorry.
Appraised value 34,900.
I'll second it.
Motion is made and seconded to establish the value of BOE number 2013-02 at
$34,900.
What'd I say?
I thought you said 32, but maybe I heard you wrong.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Sorry, Dan, who seconded?
Danny,
so
I have.
Yeah.
So you guys have decreased
starting at one tomorrow.
All except two, and that was the two that you left the same. Just to let you know.
That's what we told them last year. The year before last.
James, you had another parcel you wanted to bring forward.
Yeah, that was a parcel that
adjoins the Taney Como projects. It's got the road through it.
Can you can we assign a number to that, Donna? Or
We can do it if you, but don't vote on it. Don't give us a number now. We'll have to do it.
Can I do 2013-106A or something like that? Or?
255.
Say again?
255.
We're in discussion on that. I want to read you in the minutes here what was this. We got several minutes on Venice on the Lake deal with me and Mr. Pennell. Mr. Hershey, there was 67 road petitions turned in, and we accepted six of them. And Mr. Fennell read the following roads and recommending that the county take in Sandy Lane, Kimberling Creek, requiring a turnaround, Skyline, requiring a turnaround, Nordine, requiring a turnaround. All those have to have an agreement made with the property owner before we can get the turnarounds. So there's more to what I stated. I mean, a replat is the solution to this, because if they give the property with a turnaround, there has to be a record of that, and maybe that turnaround affected those particular lots. That's what it says, but there's more. I mean, we've got all kinds of Venice on the Lake stuff right here. So before any thing, you know, when we bring that up, I just wanted to make you aware of it, that I knew that there had to be some agreements made on the road, and the improvement to that entire area on all the other lots was tremendous to take over then. I mean, the land value, you know, telling went up on the other lots, or should have anyway. First, I'd ask that the clerk type this number in and make sure that this is right.
I mean, I have to do math?
No, 08-1.0.
Oh. Kill the
debt. Dash 01.
Wait.
I'm sorry.
Give Chris 2 seconds.
08-what?
1.0-01.
Okay.
-004-001-002.000. Make sure it's where I'm thinking it may not be.
It says 1410 and 270. Mohawk Hills? Is that where you're looking, James?
Yeah, Venice on the Lake, Lot 28, Block 3.
810-14120 is the same as 2013-66.
Can you hit the map on it?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
She says that's, yeah, right up here.
Person was absent, meaning we didn't have seven roads. Well, we didn't lower that one.
Yeah, we did.
Not according to this number. This is in Corsa's name, CORSA LLC.
So the number's here on number 66.
It's just how they labeled it on there.
Okay, instead of Taney Como Project?
They labeled it all as Taney Como Project.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So,
yeah.
But the parcel is under Corsa.
Okay.
So yeah. We're okay with
Delta? We're okay, yeah, if that's it, yeah.
Do you have some others you want to?
Don't have them with me.
Are you trying to get us out of here early?
Yes.
Are we going to do anything to that parcel or not?
No, they said I made a mistake.
It was already done.
I just said I sure did.
Okay.
Donna, what time are we scheduled? I guess I can look.
8 o'clock.
8 a.m. in the morning.
You do have a cancellation at 9 o'clock, so you'll...
I'll have some stuff.
You'll probably get behind, but you do have a cancellation at 9.
Oh, not tomorrow. Well, yeah, we will. Were the cheap ones here last year?
Yeah, yes. I think they were.
Yes.
Are these the same properties?
Yeah, because
they were told to come back.
Ron, that's the one that you told them that you couldn't hear them.
Oh.
Yeah, and so they didn't get heard last year.
This is the. Are we on? Is this the mature couple?
We'll be right here, Dave.
Yes.
Yes.
What is KELA Senior LLC?
And this one here is Sandy Lane.
Two or three pages worth.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if they're going to take us through all these properties one at a time, or if they're going to take it.
I have the record, so we don't.
KELA-V LLC?
You can see on the times.
Couple dozen.
Replat, I think, so.
Tequila SR LLC is at 9:15.
Yeah, you've got several.
S is at 9:30.
What?
Is at 9:45.
That's a rental.
Yes.
So they're grouping those.
Are these all condos?
Appears.
Says Sycamore Ridge Condominium.
Suncrest, Vineyard, yeah. Port Royal.
Do we have anything? They're appearing personally. Have they produced anything?
It says in person, yeah.
Okay.
You want to look at their evidence?
I was just wondering, that's an awful lot of properties.
But sometimes on those, they'll give the same argument for all of them, and you can make a decision on all of them at once, if we're lucky.
Go back and see what their reasoning was, Christy, for coming, if you don't mind.
At 345, Donna, we have
Valuation.
Mercy Health Springfield Communities.
I'm sorry, Ron, what did you say?
Mercy Health Springfield Communities.
At what time?
345.
Correct.
Yes.
What parcel of property is that?
The parcel number? Sorry, I have a whole bunch of stuff hidden.
There it
now.
Is, behind what?
Branch and Ann.
Yes, what branch and
Ann? So let me guess. They're tearing it down. We know that, but still, the valuation is of the first.
Yes.
Is that right, James?
It says assessment exceeds market value.
That's been vacant for a long period of time, right?
What'd they give for
it? It says opinion of market value from January 1, 1 million.
So they got millions up.
I don't think they were mentioned about trading that center out there at Lawrence Welk Theater. That hospital out there, that four-story job, to see El Carr for $1.2 million. Now he's sold it to HCW. I don't think that's included on the sale price there. They didn't give $1 million for that piece of property. Who are they trying to fool? Only property in southwest Missouri able to have an eight-story building on. Leading property coming into Branson, Missouri, and they give $1 million for it.
Which is a little high.
Yeah.
Motion to recess for the day.
Might get 12 million for it.
Stand in recess until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.